Let's go to back to Missouri and say hi to Napoleon. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, first of all, let me say I'm really enjoying this, and I appreciate what you people are doing to get this story out. My name is Napoleon Williams. I operated Black Liberation Radio.
Oh, yes. All right. Hey.
Hold on now. You got to hear the whole story. I operated it in Decatur, Illinois from 1992 to 1999. The FCC was never a problem. We were willing to be a test case. We fought the authorities of Decatur, Illinois, which was crooked, corrupt, good old boy network. And when the FCC would not do the state's attorney's wishes to shut us down, they simply used the child protective agencies and the local law enforcement. And when Mr. Strawcutter, who I've talked to and I'm very fond of, talked about losing your house, I've lost two kids. I was ran out of town. I'm the only convicted eavesdropper.
Oh, no.
It's funny that Michael has on his website tape where people visited folks' home in the state of Illinois, and the FCC were taped. They are actually on links to his website, whereas when they couldn't get anything from me, I have two kids that were wrongfully taken and placed in foster care. One day, live over the radio, I broadcast a conversation between the social worker and myself, where the social worker admitted that my children should not be in foster care. I was arrested and charged with eavesdropping. I was convicted of eavesdropping and managed to escape. But I need the help of the micro radio community in getting my story out. This is an ongoing story. 5 years ago.
I tell you what, hold on right there. Hold on. We got to hear about this.
We're going to talk
about dirty pool.
We're going to be right back, and we've got Napoleon, who has an incredible story in Missouri. I'm interested to find out where in Missouri he is. And this is what happens, listeners. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Yeah, I've got the right of redress, but they don't have to answer. And I can ask any questions I want, as long as it doesn't make them look bad. Because here in America, the government answers to me, unless it's a question of national security. Yeah, I can say anything I want, as long as I agree with them. Sad but true, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
I've got a free press, as long as I own it.
Free press, huh?
And I can trust the TV reporters, as far as I can throw a bus. Because I get my news from my TV, and I see the world the way they want me to see it. And we don't have any spin doctors, but I get dizzy just watching them.
And that's the whole point, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave and Joyce, and we're talking with Michael Leahy, who is the producer of a most important film called Making Waves, all about microstations and what happens when you go on and you start making waves. Well, as they say, no good deed goes unpunished, and I'm very sorry to hear Napoleon in Missouri has been going through it really. I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and finish up with your story, and we're going to let Michael Leahy comment on it. Go ahead.
Okay, the reason why this program is so important to me, I need to get the story of what has happened to me and my family. When they couldn't get the FCC to shut us down, they went to work. I can't tell you guys on the air where I'm at because I'm in hiding. They convicted me of eavesdropping, put my wife in jail, attempted to take our other two boys, which I had to get out of town and get somewhere else. And as I sit here talking today, I'm a wanted man. I have two kids that's being raised in foster care in the state of Illinois. They're really being held prisoner. And my oldest daughter, life is just in complete chaos. And lately, things have come to my attention that makes me know that when Napoleon, 5 years ago, I disappeared. When Napoleon went into hiding, the radio station went off the air. And everything that we was dealing with as far as the child welfare agency, everything that we was broadcasting with, it simply stopped. It got quiet. So I'm a wanted man that Decatur, Illinois really does not want to find.
Well, I tell you what, let's do this. I don't want to get you in any more hot water. And
right.
As you're just saying that, I'm going to have to let you go. But before you do, I want to ask if you will give contact information to Scott off the air. So can we contact you and talk to you at a later date, or would you like to call us out in our office? Why don't you give us a call?
The contact number, because I'm appealing to people for help. The part two of this story is going to be told. I got to come out of hiding to fight for my children again, and I need people to come. You know, I need for somebody to say, what happened to Napoleon Williams? What happened to Black Liberation Race? We simply need our story to be told, and the truth will come out from the story being told.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Give your contact information to Scott.
And I'll do that.
And Joyce or I will contact you, and we need to talk.
Okay, and if Michael has the contact number, I guess I'll get that from you, but I'll leave all my contact information. And I really appreciate you guys, and y'all stay strong, and what you do is important. Years ago, what you guys talking about hooking up to a satellite antenna, I did that years ago in Decatur, Illinois, and broadcast the Genesis Broadcast Network and anything else that I felt that was vital to people.
Wow.
And I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you, too, and folks, others just like you, too. And Napoleon, you just stay on the line there. Scott, why don't you take his information so we can get in touch with him later.
Good luck, Napoleon.